It burnt down when I was up there, and then
yeah.
they reopened. They had that.
Yeah, no,
and
it,
then it reopened. Right.
In the square.
went up a very good shape. Not half way, which is not just like, you know, one out there was just kind of all of them.
All
in one place.
Yeah.
Maybe they
are. Yeah. No, this is all. I don't know, I'm sort of over the big festival. I just don't like that many people anymore.
Yeah, no.
I like the little ones.
My last festival was the big festival in Brooklyn. Oh. So, Pixies are my favourite band.
Okay. How much was it?
13.
Oh, okay.
You've got a belly full of one cool beer and that really weird drunkenness you get when you drink cool beer. Like out of control. Like, my head's fine, my body is not responding.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've got that after drinking sake once. That was enough.
Sake?
Yeah.
Yeah. Was it the warm sake or the cold?
It was a really disgustingly smelling cheap white rice wine.
Oh yeah. We served the hot
like bean juice.
The hot sake. This place in India, like the guys that I was working with, they're all big drinkers, and so at dinner and there was this Japanese restaurant in the hotel that we were staying at, and they've been drinking with sake. I'm like, I had a couple, but
yeah, I only have one.
Yeah, they stop noticing that I'm not drinking as much as them after the food. That's alright.
Sake and had bizarre.
Yeah, I didn't really like it that much.
So we did like bam, and your mind was completely clear, but the moment you try and stand up, you can fall over. You can, like, no motion shots whatsoever, but you can completely cut your
head. Yeah.
And you can like be fine, you never slur or anything like that, your brain is totally okay.
Yeah.
But everything else, like, I'm a drunken man, like, I think maybe that's what they're trying.
That's how they do it in the business meetings, right? Just keep drinking.
Yeah.
Can't show face. Lose face.
Who's playing? Rick is playing himself.
DJ Kid. That looks a bit like an Obey. Yeah.
Really nice. Like, last two have been upstairs.
Okay.
In this big dark room. It's gonna be much nicer. The stage is really nice to play on. I don't really like the stage upstairs as much. Like, being put on the stage is kind of shit. I don't like being up on the stage with these people looking at me.
You get self-conscious.
Unlucky! Compilation. Where the hell? I'm saying something.
I can get one. At the Mantra.
Okay,
cool.
I'm so
thank
proud
you
of these flyers.
Yeah,
that's
good.
I only took me 2 days. The last one took me 3 weeks. I'm
C1.
Yeah. I used to
use different names, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah. Well,
I could never keep up with which names.
I used to be like, oh my god, the amount of shit. I used to be DJ Cam.
I couldn't remember. But, you know, Cam being my name, I just thought, DJ Cam, I don't know. I really thought hard about that one, yeah. And I talked shit for like 5 years because of the hip hop DJ.
Is it French guy?
Laurent Amel, yeah. He's like, you cannot support DJ Cam, and I'm like, my name is Cam. He doesn't even live in Australia.
Yeah. No one's gonna get his computer.
Yeah. Like, quite obviously, because the DJ Cam is playing all the time in Brisbane, he's probably the one that lives here.
Yeah.
No.
What about Tharium Lee?
Tharium Lee didn't.
It was... I used to play really badly.
Oh, no. She played killer ninja tune sets.
No, I don't really mix well, so I just... sort of tend to play, I do a tiny little blend at the end.
Kathy's an amazing collector with, like, you'll go and see her stuff and just go, oh, got this and this and this and this and this.
Yeah.
Are you still collecting Ninja Tune?
I haven't for ages because when I was travelling I didn't have them already.
Yeah, yeah. I was wondering if you've heard any of Blockhead's stuff.
Right.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. It's like Ninja Tune's on steroids.
Really?
It's like hip-hop, but it's got a bit of pop.
Okay.
But it's still got melody.
Is it Blockhead?
Blockhead.
Okay, alright, I'll have a look. Because I actually bought records today for the first time in about...
That would have been cool.
Probably 5 years.
Oh. Did you get the rush? Did you like...
Yeah, I was like...
Got the rush,
got a stack.
Yeah,
I forgot how heavy they were. And
oh,
I went a bit
so good, isn't it? You walk away with this big fucking thing of records.
Yeah.
I got help. Set my arm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I usually, when I go to DMC, I'll spend at least $200 and walk away with a decent amount.
Yeah.
Boost my collection. I just can't buy one or two, you know?
I know, I always had that. That's sort of why I stopped, because I was getting out of control.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah.
It was like spending way too much money and...
Did you ever get a copy of Keep It Unreal?
I probably do, yeah.
It's fucking hard.
I used to like Chris Scruff.
I love Chris Scruff. There's one person I want to bring to Australia, maybe even here, is Chris Scruff. I'd love to see him play up on that stage. I think that'd be awesome.
Yeah,
people would. So many people would come.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
I reckon in the future I can do that.
Yeah, I do have a copy of that.
Yeah. Best album ever. I've got to get all the money behind me. It's not going to be cheap.
Yeah.
I drove a family and it was great. They'll have me in people there. About, there are enough people in family that stretch your arm that way. And then people decide to stretch their arm.
It's actually like that. That's the first.
Yeah, there was enough people, but it was still there, but lots of space. So
yeah.
Everyone had their own, where they're dancing for, and it was Scruff, and he was dancing on the stage, and everyone was sort of dancing in sync, and
right.
It was just magic. It was, yeah, no, Scruff was just bomb. I love him.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I've got to get a copy of that album. I know, it's just one of the best things that came really cool.
Yeah. I still have them all. When I moved away, my sister moved into my flat. And,
I was wondering what was happening with that.
Yeah. I sold half to her when I left, so she moved in.
At least
she's moved out now. Yeah. And, but she packed half my stuff away, so I don't even remember half my stuff.
See,
I
haven't even seen
where it is, or it's all in boxes.
Oh, man, I've just unpacked everything since I moved. Like, I've been here for like a year and a couple of months, and I've just unpacked everything yesterday. No, not everything. It was several boxes. Anyway. So, okay, but you guys own that flat.
Yeah.
So, cool.
Yeah.
So you've got something to come back to if you need it.
Yeah, that's where I go back to Sydney. But it's out in the suburbs, so she moved out, she moved back into the city.
Are you renting in Sydney, or is you
buying a flat? No, I stay in that one. So, but it's nothing flash or anything.
But it's
way
solid.
Out near Parramatta.
Yeah.
It's sort of a long way from the centre or everything. Because I don't really go out so much.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you ever hang out in Newtown?
I did. I used to live in Glebe when I first
moved. Oh, yeah,
Sydney.
Glebe. Oh,
yeah.
My God.
I was there for about a year.
That's
so.
A fun place. Patrick used to live there.
Right.
So cool. And you can walk there almost.
Yeah. Well, you would.
Actually, yeah, anything you want.
Anything.
Except for what we don't have. Like cognac and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Top shop.
Yeah. Everything's a cognac.
Come up with something. Just like you do it.
Vodka Red Bull?
No.
I'll be right back.
Do you want a juice?
No, no, I'm not.
Sure, I'll be able to do it now.
No, no, it's okay. Yeah.
friend that was shouting at Coke all the time. These other cool guys he went to school now with, and just all the really good values he had sort of, yeah, disappeared to me with it.
Yeah.
And the one thing that really got me is like when people found out we broke up, people were like, oh why, you guys are such an institution. I'd be like, thanks, that just made me feel so much better. Like, yeah, I wanted this to happen.
It takes a while to get over stuff like that.
I'm still, yeah, unfortunately, I'm still working through it. I found two photos the other day and I was like, oh shit, okay, that hurts more than I thought it would.
Yeah,
it's dumb, you know, like.
You know, I had all these shared friends, and she started going to outdoor things, and it was too much for me. I couldn't go to those things anymore. I had to go other places, and then even years later, and that, like, I had a friend who I really liked, but he didn't really, like, he thought we were friends, and then we had a fight, and then I moved to Sydney, because I was, like, too much, and, like, I went sort of into myself for a while, and didn't. Whereas you were like, you're really pushing yourself and getting out there and
seeing. I'm very lucky, yeah. I'm so glad I had you, James. Because, yeah, my parents divorced. Freak out, music. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, and break up with Dom. Probably one of the biggest things happened in my life. But DJ.
Yeah, you got something
else.
Yeah.
I have DJ.
And you're wasting it on saying your mama.
Which is the version of Australian Idol? saying, you know, obviously English people have, like I said, oh yeah, I really like the streets, and I've talked to English people, they said, well, I don't really like the streets, because what he talks about is just presents a really ordinary view of your culture, like that's just...
But that's what their life.
Yeah, I know,
what
it is
their life.
I guess I'm like, I'm spoiled with like Zelda Homes and Utopian and like Red Death and these people like Roots Maneuver, that's a serious message out there.
Yeah.
And people going, oh, I can't catch up. Fucking stop wasting my oxygen. Man.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah. And a lot of the boxes do that here.
Yeah.
Maybe it's what I've seen here.
Have you seen The Hurt?
I want to see The Hurt.
Have you seen that?
The Herd and
Glistening
S.O. and The Herd seem to be cool.
Have you seen that film, Songs from the City?
You told me about that. I want to see that. You told me about that.
Documentary about Australian hip-hop. But we've only been made last year.
Oh, no.
It's really good. I don't watch Australian hip-hop at all, but it's a brilliant documentary.
See, I'm not saying that it's, like, Australian hip-hop is shit. I'm probably saying most of the hip-hop is shit.
Like people writing about their everyday life, and the fact is that everyday life in the suburbs here is lame and boring, whereas everyday life in like a tower block in, you know, South London is pretty cool. Like pirate radio stations.
Well, I really
do
like
Zelda
Funky Homotopian will sing about or speak about, for want of a better word, global issues, not just himself, but he actually has, far-reaching, all the types of things, what he thinks about affects every single person on earth.
Like, you probably like the
open, broad language that he feels and everyone can understand. And that, for me, is like, if you have, you know, that power, you've got something as powerful as take on, like, birth control and, like,
powerful. People listen to it, they'll take that shit to heart.
Oh,
that,
yeah. That's their whole life. Like, it's not just the music. It's like,
their culture. So you should maybe keep that positive chat because so many people will tap into it, you know? It's like writing a cheap thesis for uni and putting it in the library and, like, someone will fail down the line because you didn't, you know, back up your data
properly.
Or you get failed and you think, but you know what I mean, like, yeah, putting bad information for people to
find
out. Yeah. It's weird, it does strike. I can't quite explain myself.
What are you doing at uni?
I'm going to be doing desktop publishing and then multimedia.
Yeah,
I don't think I'm going to be doing, I think maybe I
create a project.
Yeah, do a project that gets files, like Capture Canvas. Like an executive.
You can do a magazine or
something. Yeah, something like a layout or editorial or something, but I don't think I'll be writing thousands of words worth of stuff. That kind of thing. I hope not. Please, God, no. I was just emphasizing with another friend for the right 25,000 words.
Alright.
Yeah, he does better than me. Yeah. Kiss. Got her, He's hilarious. This goes out with, did you have a piece? He was in, 12 and he did stuff with, Gravity Warriors.
Maybe if I try.
Rita Johnson, he was like, he lived in Brisbane for a while, friends with Tommy and old school Johnny. And anyway, he moved out here. He's one of my best friends. I moved in with him.
Yeah.
He actually connected me with some game.
Okay.
Ah, fuck, I forget where I'm going with this. Shit! Oh my god. I'm hoping that happens.
There's been a few people moved out.
Oh yeah, see, that's the girlfriend. Okay, right, yeah. More vodka. Looks like it's going to be a quiet one tonight. It's really weird because the moon's blasting.
Does that usually make a difference?
Usually when the moon's blasting, people come out, unless it's a beautiful moon and it's waning again.
Well, the weather's just changed. It's all dark right this weekend.
It's got cold again. It's colder again tonight.
Freak out, Baltimore.
Yeah. Back to your beds, people.
Yeah. Is there usually a big crowd?
Usually there's at least a few more people than there. It's really, really quiet one tonight, but it is really nice.
Yeah.
I'll come in and like camera and like more people. But, yeah, last week there was a big crowd and really, really, really good DJ, an old jungle DJ. Jungle DJ for a fucking long time.
Maybe they're different now, but I just
they will they'll pick out what they want best.
Yeah. So I just sort of stick to my own thing now, and that way nobody tells me what I can't post.
Exactly.
You know, like.
And the next is like a techno rave.
Well, that's one of the reasons I come in on a Sunday. Like, this is, it says on in the mix, being on in the mix. I'll come in here and I'll see, you know,
yeah,
a lot of industry types are coming in on a Sunday night. And I'll do my networking there. And
yeah, I don't think you really need to. I just started checking, I've checked a couple of threads, but now it also seems to be
Okay.
You know, the more I look at that post, the more I'm happy with it. Cool. It's just a simple thing, but I was really pushing to follow the elements, basic elements of design, and I can manage to do it this time. Like the white space.
It looks good in black and white, you know, printing colour and
yeah, on the original photo, first photo of Melbourne I took when I arrived in Melbourne. The day I arrived, there was this insane fog. You couldn't see ahead of you, like, you couldn't see a meter in front of you. It was just like, all of Melbourne was absorbed by fog. My dad and I driving around, we were lost. We didn't know where we were, because we didn't know Melbourne that well. We couldn't see where we were going. We couldn't find our way, we couldn't see the street sign because of the fog, so we were like trying to follow the map, we couldn't see anything. Pretty bad. I just took a photo and looked like, yeah, that's really hilarious.
That's good, I like the photos because they trigger the memory. In one way it's lazy, but it's
training your brain, but in another way... I've got all these, like, videos in my computer of, like, stuff that happened.
Yeah.
I remember what I did this year. You know?
Yeah. I find, even looking back at all the people have been posting photos from, like, Alarm Club and things, and how did you even think to take a camera? And, like, it was so expensive to get your film, you know, developed back then. Like, I never had any money, and I didn't But then when you see the photo, you go, hang on, and the brain like kicks in and you're like remembering stuff that you haven't thought about.
I just experienced a lot of that over the weekend. I unpacked
like
all this stuff. Just looking at a book and
it's such a visual thing.
I discovered dogs the best way to get tonight.
If someone tried to get an idea of your life through, you know, the videos on your laptop, that your life is just nothing but bars and music.
Which, that's right. I've actually come to think of it, a large portion of it, yes.
My life's on the internet. So I've just uploaded because I lost a hard drive and I didn't lose it, but the cleaners, I was staying in this apartment, the cleaners knocked it over and it was my backup drive and it so after that I was like, I'm just gonna upload.
That was
like,
great.
So didn't lose anything.
I've got an external drive and I'm like, well, what if something happens to it, you know?
I'm very particular with backing up.
I've been such a CD, but I'm thinking, what if the CD gets corrupt?
Yeah, no, make another copy.
Backup is the backup.
Yeah.
You can drive yourself.
Yeah, I could. That's why I do it.
That's why you flicker and, lift TV.
Yeah, it's up somewhere. Posted.
Yeah.
Well, you actually lost your backup drive.
Well, I put it multiple. I put it to DVD and then I have an external drive.
Yeah, I've got some DVDs
in there. And it's on the internet. Even though it's lower rate.
Yeah, the mail can be I've got your work address and your home address. I've got my work address and my sort of DJ email address. Most mail stuff for
sure.
You don't delete it.
Yeah, I did that with my Yahoo account. Email my stuff.
I do that for articles. Well, I use my website as well, because, you know, I post on my
What's your website?
AliaK.com. It's still very exciting.
It's better than having a MySpace.
Yeah, I've got MySpace as well.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't post much there. I've actually just started getting back into, like, contacting people to do little articles and stuff, and then, so I use it for networking and stuff. I've been pretty slack, and I've been out of the loop for so long, and
it is interesting to get back into it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, I remember you, I remember this,
yeah.
Oh my god.
So I went back to Brisbane, and I hear a couple of people, and I just don't remember that. I recognise their face, but I can't remember their name.
Yeah.
It's really embarrassing.
I've had a few people come down from Richmond and they know me and they're like, hi, and I'm like,
I know
I don't remember.
Yeah,
what?
Thank you. working overseas and just seeing a lot of like really different cultural things and being not exposed to this anymore, like doing all different stuff and so then to do that whole mindset start to do it again. I'm like, hang on. What is this?
You know what? Remember my 25th and we were down at Gertie's, all having drinks and tablets and stuff. And we were recording like videotapes with the camcorder inside the bar.
Where was it?
My 25th birthday, we were all sitting at Gertie's and like doing our tablets and stuff and walking around with the camcorder. I actually found that videotape yesterday.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I've got you and the other Catherine, the second Catherine and all these other people that I've seen.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's cool.
Wow, that moment.
Yeah, no, that was a flying.
Oh. I don't think I'm in many photos and stuff because I never like being in the photos. I prefer to take the photos.
I'm always one behind them.
I've got a couple of you, I think.
Hopefully.
Okay.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
I hope so. Hosted somewhere.
Yeah, there's that one at
Family or something. Wait.
Yeah, I've seen that. I've got a... That's my camera.
That's really funny. I went back to my old photos that I took in the next. Oh, missing, like, half of them are missing, like...
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, you click the link and it's, like, a 404, like, not down.
Maybe they changed their upgraded and you the URL.
And I just didn't bother to put the old binder in. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing, like, that was the main reason I did my own site, because I need a sticker in that, because I knew that they're going to
keep
going.
Someone comes in and changes it on you.
Yeah, we're
really
trying to control.
Because I don't have copies of a lot of those photos, and I'd like to get some, but I can't. I just got emailing you.
I've got some photos that you sent, that you took from Future 01, I think, that warehouse has.
Oh. I actually have some flyers at home that I collected.
Really?
Yeah, I found those, too. Man.
I've got some photos of like recent stuff that I used to have a box of photos of flyers and that from the late 80s and the 90s and that. And I don't know what happened to the box, but I haven't seen it in years. I think I've got some like some maps brought out.
Box of papers.
No! Yeah, I'm saying, Mum, if you ever find a box with all these flyers, let me know. But luckily everybody else seems to have kept them and they're all up on Facebook now. It's like,
Yeah. It's funny. You want to like, you know, it's just a box of paper. You want to hang on to these flyers. You know?
Yeah, but
that's my life in there. You know.
That's what's good about the flyer. Like people, it's like a photo. People remember that from their flyer. Just because you know,
like,
replayed and
you know,
like, and then you think, oh,
I've actually got some books at home with like paper and flyers. And
yeah. For this project, I thought I'd do little scenes or something. So you can make a little bit of scene and like, just make it cheap. And give me a cool little souvenir and then eventually maybe a book.
Yeah.
See how it goes.
I think I can make a book. I'd have a book that I now.
Yeah. I think they should do like an exhibition of everybody's collection.
That would be cool. If you could have like a public exhibition where you call out to all, you know, as many people who want to participate.
Yeah.
To bring in all their old flyers.
Yeah.
And put them up.
But a lot are on Facebook now.
Like, I mean, like put them in a public story somewhere. Like, this person's story and all the things they want to do. And this person's story and all the things why they want to do.
That's what I'm hoping to do with the thing is like capture memories. So people say like, have a look at all these card names and stuff like, the teacher like, do you remember it?
The tube!
I think it's a blur, like, I just remember little fragments here and there.
like one big song that lasted 10 years.
Yeah, yeah, one big dance track.
Crazy.
If you could go back and do it all again, would you change anything?
Yeah, I think I'd probably talk to more people and I'd take my own and make sure I kept the flight. Because I was really shy. It wasn't until probably the late 90s.
That's why I liked you. Like, I didn't like have to worry about hanging out with popular people. Like, I could talk to like real people
yeah.
that didn't do the
whole
shit.
I was just on the edge of the sea.
Yeah,
and I couldn't see anything.
You were like one of the like real people in the scene when everyone was like...
Yeah. I didn't like all that ego.
Yeah. And you're like, okay, cool, we're talking about normal things.
Yeah.
No, man. You're one of my favourite non-scene people.
Yeah. Because that scene thing, it's got a short shelf life. Like,
yeah.
Because I've seen it. Like, I've seen people come in and out.
And when you first get into the scene,
like
it takes you up and takes it away with you. Takes you away with it.
Yeah,
it's got to be like that with Jungle Ed for a while, you know?
Yeah.
Some people would like hang out.